The views and opinions expressed by any hosts or guests of WJMS Radio do not reflect the beliefs of its owners or associates. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to WJMS Radio or the show hosts whose words, advice, and or opinions appear from or on our website or on air.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Are we on the air?
You're listening to WJMSradio.com.
Jam.
This chick is a sick individual.
You're tuned in to Sound Off with your girl Jams right here on WJMSradio.com.
There is no competition.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to Sound Off right here on WJMS Radio. This is your girl, Jams. So excited to be with you guys today. I have a really special guest. Before I get into that, some housekeeping things, of course, to go over. You can chat us or catch us on all these different platforms. We are simulcasting on my personal Facebook page, the WJMS Radio page, and the WJMS YouTube page. Plus, we're on Get Vocal, and I have all of my devices up and running so I can check all of your comments and things as you put them. So feel free to chime in, jump in. We even have some seats open so you can hop in and chat with us if you'd like. But yeah, we're going to be live tonight, and we have a very, very special show. Happy New Year. This is the first Sound Off of 2020, so very, very special. Excited for that. I'm really looking forward to all the different things that WJMS has coming. I'm already starting off the year with some great new content and stuff like that. So I'm really, really excited. Shout out to the folks behind the scenes that make Sound Off and WJMS possible. Interns, everybody that works with me on the show, around the show, and about the show. You guys are really, really wonderful, and I appreciate you. So definitely thanks to you guys, to my support team that keep me from jumping off the ledge on a regular basis, including this lady over here. She's one of them. Definitely thank you guys for all the work that you do. So we're going to get into the show. Follow us on social media. We're at WJMS Radio. If you want to comment on anything, if you have something to say, if you don't like what we say, although I don't know, Matt, why you would not like what we're saying. It's going to be a real chill show and you're going to probably enjoy it. So we welcome your feedback. We welcome your company. So please feel free to connect with us any way you see fit. My guest for today is a very special friend of mine, Erica Horowitz. I met her several years ago, 2, 3 years ago, whatever, something like that, at an event. And it was one of those things where like the stars aligned and the chakras joined or whatever you want to say. And we just connected. And ever since then, we've been, you know, kind of really great colleagues. We've become friends. We've supported each other in whatever we are doing. And I'm really, really excited to bring her on the show because I love the way that she thinks. I love the way she creates things. I love her like organization and her detail and everything that she does. So I figure what better way to start 2020 than to bring you on the show with me today and allow you to grace the listeners with a little bit of your expertise on how to truly kill it this year. Because this is the year to kill it. It's 2020. Like there's no better time to kill it than this year. So Erica, welcome to the show. How are you doing? And thank you for being with me today.
Oh my goodness. This is like, this is one of those things where you don't realize until like you actually get on here and do it. Like, because we are friends, like, first of all, this is great because, you know, as adulting, it's hard to actually get together. So here, I feel like we're killing two birds with one stone.
But, yeah, we definitely are.
You know, but, you know, thank you for having me on and sharing your audience with me. It's going to be dope. I'm excited to talk the new year and the new decade, which is just like, I feel like everybody's either dreading the concept of or is like super excited about one way or the other. So
I saw everybody was doing all these posts that are like, the last decade has seen da 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 da, and I did this, 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 and this. And I'm like, I don't know that I have the patience to go through a full decade of my madness to figure out what I've done with myself. I'm like, I just can't do it. Like, it took me a long time to even pull together like the 2019 year wrapped up in a pretty bow for myself and for the radio station. So I'm like, to do an entire decade? No, can't do it. I'm just not about
it's
that.
It's a lot. It's a lot. We do a lot more than I think we realize.
Yeah.
Have you seen, side note, but not really, it's totally relevant. Have you seen the big decade energy memes that have been going People are having way too much fun with it.
Wait, time out.
Big decade energy. I'm about to bring all your listeners some big decade energy tonight. I'm very excited. Is this suitable for children, your show? Am I allowed to curse?
Yeah, you can say what you want. Don't say the F word.
Okay. Oh boy, I'm really going to try. I should have talked to you about this before. Okay.
All right. Hardly ever the F bomb. Like, if anything, I'm the one that drops it, I think.
We just need to hang out more. That might be the thing. It's bad. It's bad. I'm such a lady, but sometimes the trucker mouth, it's just, yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, man. So, all right. First things first, how did you bring the new year in? Like, what did you do on New Year's Eve into me? Like, what was your night like?
Oh, my night was very, very wild and eventful. I was down in Savannah. She already knows. She's laughing because she knows, like, probably not. I was down in Savannah, Georgia. My parents retired there about 4 or 5 years ago. They're from New York. I always have to say that because I have to rep. I'm not from Georgia. No offense. If you're from Georgia, I mean, your state's lovely. Savannah is very charming. I'm going to take my foot out of my mouth or put it in something. I don't know. Anyway, I was down there. My parents, who now have a more active social life than I do, scarily enough, which is actually not saying much because my social life, we'll get into that, but I'm always so focused on the goals and all the things that I'm actually trying to have more of a social life this year. You will be a part of that. But yeah, so they've got all these things going on, and they were invited to some friend's house, and you know, I was invited, but like it would be me and a bunch of geriatrics basically. So I was like, you know what? No disrespect, but I'm gonna lay low. I actually honestly prefer, I think I'm probably due for like a going out fun New Year's like soon. This you would think would have been the year to do it, but I really prefer, I'm an introvert, an outgoing introvert, but I'm an introvert, and I like a nice, quiet, reflective New Year. If I can wake up, not early, but at a decent hour on New Year's Day, so I can feel like I'm just going into the day sort of fresh and have it, you know, the whole day is in front of me. So that's kind of honestly what I did. New Year's Eve, I had already thought about some of what I wanted to pursue in the next year back in December. Because I was like, by the time it's New Year's Eve, I don't even want to worry about it. I just want to relax. But somehow, inevitably, as I unwinded, sorry if you hear the sirens, I had to have the window open a crack. It is like a freaking oven in here. But I find what inevitably always ends up happening is when you give yourself a chance to rest and relax and unplug, which is what I did for like 2 weeks leading up to the new year, pretty much. That is when all the ideas and creativity and inspiration and just like your brain has a moment to actually breathe. And so even if I try to think about like what I want in the new year before I go into like chilling mode, stuff inevitably comes up. In a good way. And so I felt inspired. And so I was kind of just jotting down some of what I want to create in the year ahead. The night before that is actually when I did my decade in review type of thing. And I can share that with you because I get it. The idea of looking at a whole decade. It's kind of crazy how much like it can go so fast. But at the same time, so much happens. So I did some of that. New Year's Day, kind of just hung out with the parents. They got alligators down there. I have a tomboy side that likes to engage in weird safari shit. And so we don't have that here in the city. We got weird shit, but we don't have alligators necessarily. So yeah, thank you. Really, like we need one more thing.
Can you imagine? Like, yeah, I was trying to get to work today and I got eaten by an alligator. Like, there was an alligator stopping the train. Can you imagine if that was like,
I mean, that's quite another excuse to add to all my reasons that I give to my boss as to why I'm late all the time.
Blocking the train.
The whole alligator. Not just head, the whole thing.
Can you imagine? No. So that's actually kind of almost sort of not really the same thing I did. So like, I was down in South Carolina for pretty much from December 22nd until January 2nd. So I was down there with Frank's family and my mom. And all of the children. There was so many kids. And it was fun, though. It was, like, really cool to be around everybody and to, like, watch all. They're all, like, around the 8, 9-ish range. Like, everybody's in that same. I guess they all had a really great 2011 in the family. have fun 2010.
They have some new decade energy too. Big decade energy. I mean,
right? How about it? So, kids, but so my mom and his mom are like BFF now, which is absolutely adorable, by the way. Like, I think it's the best thing I've ever seen. So they decided, or my mom came down because his mom was like, oh, we're going to the Post to do all of these things or whatever. So they went to the Post and they like dressed up tees and like went out. And it was funny. The like VFW Post, like the.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
So it was like, they went and did that. And then like before that, we took all the kids and like did fireworks at his dad's house, which was like low key and it was nice and stuff like that. But I had like really intended on like, partying. Like, cause all the cousins were there, like his sister was there, like all of us. And we're all like, we all get along and we all party and we all hang out and have a good time together. So I was like, okay, bet New Year's, like we're all staying home. So we don't need designated drivers. I'm like, we could all just like hang out and have a blast at the house. Like the kids can run around, it's whatever. And we'll just bring it in like that way, right? So it was like, that's not what happened, at all. So I was like a little annoyed by that. But it was like, we went and we did fireworks at his dad's house. And then we came back to his mom's house. And it was like, just us and the kids and me and him. And like, the moms were still out. And I'm like, how was it that I'm home babysitting?
How did this happen here?
I fell asleep on the couch. Yeah, like some role reversal, but we were at his dad's house for when the ball dropped. So we said Happy New Year. We had drinks, we did all the whatever, and then like we left and came back to the house. We were back at his mom's house at like 12:40. But it was like for the rest of the night, like everybody else was out. Like his sister went out to a different party, and his cousin wasn't there, and like just everybody was kind of doing their own thing, and it was like just me and him babysitting all the kids, and like he fell asleep on the couch watching a movie, and I was just like, well. At least Crystal made me some margaritas.
Oh,
and
so like, that was, okay.
So it was like real low key, super low key New Year's. Wasn't exactly what I was expecting, but you know, it was a decent time, so I can't complain. But yeah, that was what I was thinking was going to happen for the Roaring Twenties. Like I thought,
I love the idea of the Roaring Twenties. By the way, that's one of those decade things that people are talking about that I'm actually very excited about because that's a decade of the 1920s that I or of the 1900s that I'm like just drawn to, like that Gatsby era and all that. So yeah, we can bring a little of that back, please. Thank you. You've got a lot of time to get your party on. It's okay. It's cool.
And I was like hoping that somebody would have like a great Gatsby themed New Year party somewhere that I could like go to and like wear, you know, one of those crazy hats. No, yeah, like I wanted to do something like that.
Maybe Leonardo DiCaprio would be there. I don't know. He's actually kind of sleazy and gross. So I actually don't really like him, but there's a part of me that kind of does. I'm in therapy for the bad boy complex. It's okay. Let's move past that.
Okay, we're going to see.
All right.
We talked about what you did for New Year's, talked about what I did for New Year's. What's on your schedule for this year? Like, I don't want to get straight into your resolutions, but like, what are some things that you know are coming down the pipeline? Like, for those folks that don't know, and you should get hip if you don't know, she's a really dope artist. She makes awesome, amazing music. So I'm low-key asking this question because I'm curious to know what you got going on so I can be there because I think it's really great what you do. So tell the audience what you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, so to give you a little bit of context, give your audience a little bit of context, you know, but so I do sing, created my first album this past year in 2019. That was a big one for me in 2019. That's been kind of more of a side thing but I'm trying to integrate it more into this business that I have, which essentially is a personal development business. I'm calling myself right now. It's fluid and it changes about every 42 hours. But I consider myself an up-level coach. And essentially what that means is the quick abridged version is to up-level, for those of you who aren't familiar with the term, is essentially when you are growing in terms of your like pursuit of your dreams and acquiring the things that you've said you've always wanted so fast. Like you made a commitment, you decided that you were really going to go for them and stuff's happening. I mean, maybe not as fast as you'd like them to, or the exact way that you pictured it, but you can tell like it could be in all areas of your life or just one or whatever. And that's great. And it also tends to come with some growing pains and a bit of a freak out, because it can trigger all of our fear of failure, fear of success, just fear of the unknown, straight up, like just not knowing what's going to happen. And you literally feel yourself like kind of transforming your cells. There's some science. I'm not going to get into the science, but I know that there is, like, your cells are vibrating in a different way. So you are literally changing, and it can really shake people up. And so I essentially help people, ambitious, incredible dreamers and doers, keep doing what they want to do and not basically self-sabotage and get so freaked out by the up level, which is 1,000% natural and part of the process, and just keep going and do it in a way that's holistic, so that, you know, a lot of the people I work with are entrepreneurs and artists as well. And so balancing that with the rest of their lives, quote unquote balance, so that they really feel like they're in their lives instead of just working on them. So I share that to say that my goals for 2020 are very much around just helping more people. I do want to infuse my music into my business a little bit more somehow, because it's just a part of me. So I feel like, you know, clearly I'm a little silly and I feel like it just can kind of come out naturally. But my big focus for 2019 is actually, it's about relationships. And that's in terms of my clients, both my current clients, nurturing them, prospective clients, just getting to know people, myself and my services and what I happen to know and what I'm good at with other people. And so there's that piece, but then there's also friendships, which is why I said we're going to have to connect more this year, because I always knew that like relationships, friendships, family, significant others, which is like a kind of newer thing on my radar that I'm open to for the first time in a while. So we shall see. But all of that, I've always been so career driven. Always, even when I was a little girl, I don't know if I would have phrased it as I'm career driven, but I always was very focused on like, I need to live my passion every single day. And the relationships piece, which is so important, and I'm just learning that now, kind of got a backseat there for a while, especially in my 20s. I'm 32 now, about to be 32. I'm like, let me hold up. I got a couple months. Anyway, so yeah. So relationships is honestly my buzzword for 2019. And I am going into this year really, really trusting that I can do what I want to do and need to do in my business. And also make time, because I just have to, for the other people in my life that have nothing to do with the business. So that's my major thing. Oh, and trying to give up some sugar, which God friggin' help me. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go.
Be a calorie stick or something.
Seriously. I'm chewing gum like all 2020. I'm just going to be that person smacking my gum. Yeah. All good.
So, I mean, that's all really dope stuff, honestly. And I'm excited to see, you know, because I feel like you as a person, when you dive into your relationships, like greatness blossoms. So like, I'm excited to see what kind of, you know, things sprout from the people that you invest your time in, you know, like, and including us, you know. I can't wait to see the kind of things that we get into this year. And the ways
seriously,
that
you guys, you don't even know, like Jamie and I, like she said, when we met, it was like kind of just like friendship kismet. Like seriously, I just know. And like, I, like you said on the text the other day, like I do just wear my heart on my sleeve. And if I want to be your friend, I'm going to be like, we need to be friends. Like we should be friends. So and I just knew like instantly. So when Jamie and I get together or talk, like we're just goofballs and it's mad fun. And then we also have like aligned creative interests. So that's cool too. So yeah, lots to come.
So yeah. And for me this year, so I feel like, you know, I have my run of the mill every year resolutions that some year they're going to actually stick.
We'll I want to hear those too. You know, yeah. Okay. Tell me.
You know, lose weight, save money, all those kinds of things that we always throw out there. And then by like, you know, March, we're like, listen, 2021 is going to be my year. I know it. like, you know what I mean? But like, so those are the like the standard like filler resolutions that was on my list. But I'm kind of taking them more seriously this year because I feel like, especially given all that's going on with me now, like my years are structured a lot more differently than they were previously. Like before I was kind of fluid and like, hey, you know, it's whatever. Now like, I'm in this vicious, scary, sad cycle of living my life in 3 month increments. You know, like I have to live my life based on my scan results sometimes, you know, like that's how it is, you know, cause like at that 3 month scan mark, so far everything's been great, but God forbid if I come to a 3 month scan and they're like, it's not so great, my life goes into a tailspin, you know? So it's like, it's hard for me to like really dive deep into some things that I know are going to take long periods of time because I know that like, you know, you don't know, you just don't know what's going to happen. So it's hard, but anyway,
that's real shit though. So
and it's like, I have a lot of just mostly, you know, a lot of the resolutions that people make are like superficial resolutions, you know, like, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that. I have a lot of like self-improvement resolutions this year. Like, I feel like I'm like, you know what? I'm going to fix that. I'm going to adjust this. We're going to tweak that a little, you know, like there's all these different things. Like I want to declutter my life for real. You know, like I'm talking and I got like this, you know, I just found out that Big Brothers, Big Sisters is apparently in this area and they do like pickup like every month.
Oh, pickup of like your stuff, like donation. Oh, that's cool. I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, so you can like box up all your things and like schedule a pickup and they'll just come and take it and they leave you like a tax slip. So you
I've done that with Salvation Army, but I remember hearing that Salvation Army, like, I don't know, are they affiliated with Trump somehow or something? Because if that's the case, then I don't want to. So maybe I got to try out Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Okay, so that's cool. It's already some progress.
They like slipped something. It was one of those like mass mailings gone right because it was a mass mailing that showed up in my mailbox one day and I was like, I do have a lot of shit to get rid of. So I was like, all right. So it's like I packed up all this stuff and I gave it to them and I scheduled it and it was super smooth and it was super easy. And I was like, I'm going to do this more often. And now I'm taking like, given the circumstances, I'm taking like a hard look at all the things that I have accumulated. And I'm like, it's time to really clean, like really, really declutter. And I'm talking like, I kept saying to myself this morning, I was like, I want to have a yard sale. Like, I really want to have a yard sale because I have things that I want to sell. I like some things I'm like, okay, I don't really want to donate this brand new box of Nike sneakers because it's a brand new box of Nike sneakers that I could probably get my money for. You know what I mean? Like I'm still trying to be financially savvy a little bit here. So like decluttering my life is one of the major things I want to do. I also want to start cooking and experimenting with some new recipes and things like that. Like I have my staple recipes and there's things that I'm really great at making and I've learned, you know, through HelloFresh. I've experimented with a lot of different vegetables. Love HelloFresh.
Please sponsor WJMS Radio HelloFresh.
HelloFresh. I'd be tagging down my pictures. I'd be like really low key hoping that, like, hey, we'd like to like, you know, pay for your monthly subscription box because I would gladly be a HelloFresh spokesperson if they would pay for the box every week. I only do two meals. I'm the cheapest of the
plans. Are all kind of like it's an investment for sure. So I get it.
It is, you know, so, but I learned through them to start to love a lot of different things that like, if you talk to me, you know, 6-7 years ago, I'd be like, ugh, I'm not eating that. You know what I mean? Like now I'm like, where's that at in the store? I need to go buy that, you know, like things like that. And I got a really cool Christmas present through my work, Secret Santa, Secret Snowflake, whatever you want to call it. It's called the Thug
Cookbook. What is this?
the Thug Kitchen Cookbook or something like that. Nice. Whatever it is. It's like a gangsta cookbook where like they swear at you. It's like, yeah, mix that shit up real good. Like, it's really funny. Like, it's funny, but like.
Okay, I was going to say, well, like, what kind of food is it?
I'd have to go and get it.
It would be really cool if they had like a, depending on if it's related at all to hip hop and rap, if it was based on like, this is like the East Coast section of the cookbook, like the boom bap meal section. And this is the West Coast and this is the South and like all that shit.
That would be fun, actually. But they've got a lot of like really decent recipes in there. So I think I'm gonna try and pick a recipe a week and just try it out, see if I like it, and you know, just play around and see what I got. You know, especially on the off weeks because I don't do HelloFresh every single week. I only do it on the weeks where they have a meal that I'm interested in trying because I've done a lot of meals already. So like I try not to repeat. So if they have a meal that I'm interested in trying, I'm like, all right, I'll do it. Otherwise, I'll just skip the
week. That's cool.
So on the weeks that I'm skipping HelloFresh. Yeah, like, so, because I don't want to cancel the account and have to sign back up and go through that whole process. Like, you can just skip your weeks and they won't charge you. Mm-hmm. So it just makes it easy. You know, you just have to remember to skip or you'll get boxed.
Seriously, HelloFresh, can you please sponsor our girl here? Like, she's giving you all the promo. Everybody's going to sign up for HelloFresh.
Seriously. And now that I think about it, I'm giving you all the info. I'm not getting nothing out of it, but, like, you know.
No, but you really like it. It's helping you eat healthier. And isn't that amazing? Just to, not to cut you off, because I want you to continue, but that's, like, one of the things where, yes, you had some sort of a goal around wanting to eat healthier. And so you decided, and, you know, you've got a busy life, so you wanted to try that out. And maybe you went into it with the idea of, okay, for a couple certain weeks, a couple nights of those weeks, this is going to help me eat healthier in general. Like, that's like the overall nebulous kind of thought. But then what you didn't know is that you're going to end up liking, like you just said, you like some foods that you never in a million years thought you would actually like. And now you can integrate those things into how you cook going forward. And the reason why I'm pointing this out is because, like, you didn't have to try that part. You didn't have to force that and know that that outcome would come out of it. Because I know they talk about SMART goals, whatever it is, like specific, measurable. I don't know. Oh, see? I told you. I told you I was going to drop an F-bomb at some point. Okay. Oh, Mom, I'm sorry if you're listening. Bleep me out. But yeah, you know, whatever. They talk about SMART goals. And sometimes that is really good. I think it depends on the goal, though. And sometimes, especially when you have a lot of things you want to do in life, not all of them have to be so hammered out. You got something out of that one sort of nebulous goal of, I want to eat healthier. Let me try this thing. Who knows? And now, look, like a whole new food group opened up. So kind of cool.
Yeah.
So what else?
It's kind of like expanded my palate a little bit, you know, like I was very, you know, chicken nuggets at the restaurant kind of gal, you know, like, so now I'm experimenting with things and like, I'm trying out new things and I'm looking for vegan restaurants and stuff like that to try out these different types of stuff. The only thing I have not tried yet, and I'm still more or less like, is tofu.
That's like, honestly, like that's advanced. I get it. So I consider myself, I'm not really vegan because I don't turn down a slice of pizza when it's in front of me. And I will have a California roll when I have sushi. But really, what is that? That's not real crab. It's a bottom feeder of some sorts. They don't have feelings. But I do like tofu a lot. And it was an acquired taste. And it has to be prepared well. I think why people fear it is because it just, when you just look at, especially uncooked tofu, or even if it's cooked, but it's like just kind of there, it's essentially a sponge that has no flavor. You have to be able to doctor it up and prepare it in a certain way, and then it can honestly be really, really dope. So that's a good goal in 2020. Try to like tofu.
I just really like chicken and like salmon.
I get it.
It's like,
yeah,
you know. But yeah, so that's one of the things I want to do. And then the last thing is just that two things. I want to read a book a month at least. Which for me is not difficult, especially when you consider my commute is like over an hour. About, you know, most books take about 6 hours to read, especially if it's an audiobook. You know, so it's like that would take me about a week. You know, on the train, so I could do, you know, 3 to 4 books a month if I was diligent with it. Although I will say I get my heaviest of sleeps on the subway, so that's hard.
springtime will be on its way, and then you'll be scooting again. She'll be scooting around Manhattan from Yonkers to Manhattan.
That's the other thing. Yep. So we'll see how that goes too. But yeah, so I do want to try and read more books, and you know, just because I have a ton. Like I literally have a bookshelf full of books, and I keep buying more books. And I haven't read the books I have. And I'm just like, it's a thing. You know, but the way I see it, it could be crack.
So at least seriously, far worse addictions. Do you have a Goodreads account?
I do. I know. And it's dangerous. And I found a site called Thrift Books.
You I've heard Thrift of that, but I don't know what it is.
It's terrible. Like, it's a terribly awesome site where, like, you can get books, like, for, like, $3. Like, real quality books. They're, like,
yeah,
new books.
Yeah. Yeah, that grosses me out. That really grosses me out. I don't – okay, because, like – that's then you could just go to the library and not even pay for it. Like, but that's the same thing. It's like, you don't know what people are doing. You don't know. I don't like that. Sorry, Thrift Books. Thrift Books might not be sponsoring you at any point soon.
I don't have them. I had them as a sponsoring. You ruined it for me. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Get rid of this section too.
Talk the whole set. Throw the whole podcast. Start over. 5 minutes to ruin the whole show.
Oh my goodness.
And then the last thing is just I want to really learn how to braid hair better. Yeah, I actually am, and I'm taking measurable steps towards all of these things. Like, I actually purchased a creepy mannequin head with hair.
So. Oh, my goodness. That could be, like, a whole other – well, that's sort of like playing an instrument and singing at the same time. But I was going to say, that could be, like, a whole other segment for you. Like, you're, like, braiding the hair with a creepy head and doing your thing on the mic. Creepy. I don't know. That's awesome. I feel like that's a fun – that's, like, cathartic, too. At least when you feel like you sort of know what you're doing. I don't know if it's frustrating before you know what you're doing, but at some point I would imagine it would be cathartic and creative, like a nice little app.
I would like to not be paying, you know, $80+ a pop or more every time I want to get my hair braided, and it lasts me a solid maybe 2 weeks, because as soon as it gets fuzzy, I'm like, it's got to go. As soon as it looks unkept, I'm like, yep, it's got to go. So you know what I mean? So I'm like, it's not cost effective. No. Like, I like the way I look with braids, but it's not cost effective for me to keep getting them because I take them out in 2 weeks. So it's like, I could do it myself.
That's like me with gel manicures. We're getting super girly for a second, people. But that's with me with gel manicures. Like, as soon as I see a corner flip up, it's over. It's over for the whole, even if the rest of it, I'm picking at it. I'm like, no, I do everything you're not supposed to do. It's disgusting. It's honestly really, really gross. But it's like, however much it is to get, you know, 30, 40, whatever, depending on where you go, it's expensive to just like, and it doesn't last, no manicures last on me, but that's a whole other plight that I'd rather not talk about. But yeah, so I get that. I think that's awesome. If you can learn to do it yourself, then plus you'll have really, really toned arms. I feel like that.
Like, well, I could do that. Oh,
I mean, the combination, holy crap. Watch out, world.
Like, so much muscles. Oh, just braiding hair. Yeah, man. Okay, braiding hair.
I'm tired of blow drying my hair. So the thought of, like, with your hair, oh my goodness, you're going to be. Oh my God. Should there be a jar that I have to put money into or something?
F on again? Oh my God.
Oh, you didn't hear it?
No, I didn't even hear it. And I'm like trying to keep a mental tab and notes of all the F-bombs so I can go back in and go.
Is there a timestamp located anywhere?
I'm super, you know, sneaky with it too. So to the point where I'm like, I don't even notice it. But
well, maybe that should be a goal of mine for 2020. So one of the things I made a note before because there was something I also wanted to mention about the goal setting process. Because I was just thinking about this earlier today. I feel like so many people feel a lot of pressure, again, around the idea that it's 2020, which I don't know, it's a cool number or something. And it's a new decade and all that jazz. But I feel like there are a lot of people that are expressing some sort of pressure around this, everything having to be different now. And I just want to point out to anybody who needs this right now that you don't have to do everything, like all your goals in 2020. And I think for ambitious people, that is a really hard pill to swallow, myself included, like to say, wait, I'm going to choose to put this one off. That just feels weird to me. So just consider, the to-do list will never be over. You will never stop wanting to grow and have more things, do more things, you know, live more full out, whatever. So consider the fact that you actually get a lot more done when you're focusing on doing a few things well, rather than trying to do all the things. So
I feel like falling off the bandwagon probably feels worse than just saying, I'm going to put this goal off for a little while. So, you know, maybe it's not such a bad idea after all.
And you know what? The other thing too is that you can think about when you are, I always believe that goals really have to come from a real deep sense of why you want this thing. Because there's going to be aspects of any goal, even if it's a fun kind of thing, that are not so fun. Certain tasks that are involved with it. And to be able to actually stick to doing those things and to not have to tap into your reserves of willpower as much, you have to have a really strong, powerful why as to what feeling this is going to bring into your life by having this, acquiring this, being this, whatever. And so if that is there, considering that you've created your goals from that place of there's a deep reason why you want this thing, you can clearly explain why you want this thing. Then if you can have, there are goals that sort of trickle down into others. So you notice like when you're eating healthier, it kind of often leads to making other smart decisions for yourself that feel good. Like you want to take care of yourself in other ways because it just feels good. Or, you know, if you're being fiscally responsible or if you're being super organized, say, at your day job, but you feel like your business structure and organization is a hot mess, now you can, it can trickle down. You've learned a system, you figured out kind of a system for how you manage your work, and maybe not all of it matches, but some of that can be brought in because you see that you're capable and you did some of this. So I think that there are certain things that can, like a pyramid or maybe an upside down one, or I don't know. I don't know what the visual is right now, but that kind of stack so that you can accomplish a lot more without even trying. So yeah, I'm trying to think of like examples of that that I have going on right now. Because I know that there are some goals I like to pursue with a lot of structure. And then there are some that I have to be a little bit more loosey-goosey. Okay, here's an example. So I want to get more cardio in. I fortunately just moved to a new building where I am blessed to have a small gym, some exercise equipment downstairs. So even when it's in the depths of winter here in New York City, I can hop on the treadmill even for 10, 20 minutes. Then I feel good about doing that. And then I'll do a little strength thing in my apartment. But cardio is on my mind. And I also, a loose goal of mine is to quote unquote, feel like a dancer because dance is a big part of my life. I really love to dance. I love hip hop dance in particular. And because of all the other things I got going on, that's just hasn't been the top priority. Mm-hmm. But so I just bought a 10 class pack of dance classes for this really cool dance company in the city. Oh my God. Oh, the name is escaping me right now. House of Movement, they're called.
Oh, I like them. And they're on Instagram and they're really cool.
Right? Yeah. So I took a few of their classes last year. And so I just bought a 10 class pack and I'm going this Wednesday. And so that's an example of kind of what I was talking about before, where I get to quote unquote, feel like a dancer just by showing up, going there, doing it. And I also get my cardio in, which is another like kind of sub mini goal for me right now. So killing two birds with one stone. It can be easy sometimes, you know?
I want to say I don't necessarily not like to dance, but I can't dance like the way I want to dance.
Really? Because I saw you dance at your birthday party and you were having fun. I mean, I don't know how much you were drinking to get to that point, but you did good. I thought you looked great.
Okay, so thank you. I appreciate that. So,
yeah. But
there's this app that I fell for. I don't want to say fell for. I'm just promoting the hell out of everything but my own business. Everybody go like and follow WJMS Radio, please. Thanks.
Yes. Appreciate that.
But anyway, so there's this place or this company called Steezy. I don't know if you've seen their ads on like.
I am subscribed to their thing. Me I was too. Just on a little pop-up video the other day. I can't really do it that well. I'm not going to embarrass myself now, but.
Yeah. I was like, this is dope. That's something that I want to do. Like, I want to take an hour, like out of, maybe not an hour, maybe like 30 minutes out of every day and just kind of pick a lesson on there and just kind of go for it. And I feel like it'll build my confidence up a little bit more. Like I need to have more confidence, but you know, it'll build my confidence up more on the dance floor. I can feel like.
I heard that back in my head. Yeah, for sure. And it's cool because there's that like little, you can toggle on a mirror so that you can see yourself while you do it. Yeah.
Yeah, you look like.
Yeah. You're kind of like, okay, I don't want to see myself. Let me like, set
maybe
that off.
Today. Maybe not till I get it down.
Yeah, I feel that.
So yeah, samesies on the dance thing. I was like, okay, and I don't want to go to a dance class because people are gonna be like, oh, she's black, she should have rhythm, and it's like she doesn't though.
absolutely have rhythm. Absolutely have rhythm. Because getting down choreography is a whole different ball game.
Yeah.
Having rhythm.
That's kind of what it is. That's what I'm trying to do with Steezy, is I'm trying to get down like a couple. So I can one day I aspire to go to the club and they play my song and I'm like,
everybody, she's gonna be like Honey, like Jessica Alba and Honey, clear the room
and kill it. And people are like, I aspire to do that someday. And it won't happen.
Better like nobody, and it's Colin Blank. It's like Jamie, it's like wilding out, doing the work.
Somebody make me into a meme. It'll be great.
That is amazing. All right, so Jamie and I are going to the club this year. That's the done deal. Okay.
The list, okay.
She's writing, guys. She is writing.
Two things I want to pick your brain about, though, that I know that you, of all people, because we've talked about it already, the first one. Okay. But this one is this idea. I remember we got in this conversation sort of on Facebook about turning off your social media.
Oh, yeah. I remember we talked about that.
And I was like, I want to. But I was like, I just can't. And you were like, how's that going for you? And I was like, not good. You know, like I really, really, really this year would like to limit my social media. And I think I've started by taking my phone. Like, number one, I need to stop hitting snooze. That should be the number one resolution I have in my life, is to lose the snooze button. Because Lord have mercy.
Lose the snooze.
I will literally wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning to get ready and have to be ready by like 8. And like, sleep until 7:30. I'll hit snooze until 7:30. It's preposterous. I need to really lose the snooze button, because I honestly feel like, and it's crazy, that's why I'm like, I think I need like mental help, because I know better. It's like one of these things where like this morning, it's my day off, but I got up this morning and I went to kickboxing at 5:30 in the morning, and then I went and I ran after that. And what I usually do is I'll come home and I'll make myself a nice little breakfast and I'll sit down and I'll have a cup of tea like an adult, and I'll watch the news and I'll pretend to care and everything is great. And like, it feels good, because it's like I start my day like super unrushed.
Yes.
And for some reason, I continue to hit the snooze button every single morning. And I wake up and I'm like, okay, now I don't have time to eat breakfast. Okay, now I don't even have time to iron the shirt that I wanted to wear today. So I got to change my whole outfit, you know? And it's like I self-sabotage, you know? And it's just like, the other thing is too, it's not even just hitting snooze. It's this idea that I wake up in the morning and immediately, what do? You grab your phone and you start scrolling, you know? And it's like, before you know it, 30 plus minutes have gone by and you're like, I could have been up out of the bed, like living my life. And instead I've been laying in the bed, and what do I have to show for it? Nothing.
And you know what a bunch of strangers are perhaps maybe up to.
You know, yeah. And it's like, it's just frustrating, because it's like, on some foundational level, I know better. And I know what it feels like to be productive and to start my morning productive. Mm-hmm. Yet I continue to sabotage myself. Like, I just need to shut it all off. Like, stop hitting snooze and stop looking at social media. So like, I need to put my phone further away from me in the morning. So I have to like physically get up out of bed to turn it off. Cause then it's like, if I'm out of bed, then 8 times out of 10, I won't get back in it. You know, so I mean,
80%, that's a pretty good percentage. Okay. So can I share my thoughts?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Let me have it.
So first of all, I want to just acknowledge that this is both things, which can also clearly go together sometimes, of the hitting the snooze and not waking up when we say we're going to, even though we know that getting up when we say that we want to and having a little time to go into our day unrushed feels so much better. That, and then also the just being on social media more than we need to. We're not getting anything out of it after a certain point. They are honestly, I would imagine we could do a poll. They are like some of the most common things that people, they are such deep rooted, deeply ingrained habits. And so we're so on autopilot with them that it's completely understandable that even though you know better, that it's not just that easy that you're going to stop one day. So I've gone through different periods with the whole waking up, actually with both of these things, but in regards to the waking up, when I say I'm going to and not hitting snooze, I go through different phases where I'm really great at it because I've experienced what it feels like. And I'm doing a whole Seinfeld don't break the chain thing where I'm crossing each day off like, yeah, I woke up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I go through moments, don't break the chain. I'm telling you, look it up. Look it up. Watch that Seinfeld episode, everybody. You won't be sorry. But the other thing with that, okay. First of all, a book I would recommend on this topic is The Miracle Morning by Hal. Is it Hal? That sounds like a weird name. It is a weird name. He's like,
after I just talked to you about my book problem.
Yeah, but you know what? But this is a trickle-down habit. This is going to make all the other things easier and more, you're going to be more awake, all the good things. So this is like, you might want to put this one near the top of the list because it's really awesome. It's The Miracle Morning, I think by Hal Erod, E-R-O-D, I don't know, something like that. And with what I said before about the different habits that affect each other, think about the ones that are going to have a trickle-down effect on all the other aspects or one, even one other aspect of your life so that you're kind of killing two birds with one stone. To focus on something like getting up at a time that helps you, how you start your day is everything. So to pick that as like a primary goal, it might not feel so like sexy and exciting as I'm going to make six figures in my business this year or something like that. But guess what? Getting up at a time that allows you to maybe get something done for your business in the morning, even if it's only 10, 20 minutes, or allows you to get your workout in, or allows you to just go into the day feeling like a somewhat more sane human, is probably going to help you achieve that goal of getting the six figures in your business. So maybe that's the place to start. And so, yeah, that book that I was talking about, The Miracle Morning, by I think it's Hal Erod. It's an odd name. I don't know where he's from. But in any case, if you type in The Miracle Morning, it'll come up. It's dope. Highly, highly recommend it. Something else that I do, I don't remember if he recommends this or not. I think my mom might have suggested this because she's into some woo-woo stuff. And I don't know where she heard this. But if you, when you go to bed at night, if you take a moment before you go to sleep to really visualize in your mind's eye the alarm going off. It is the next morning. The alarm is going off. You see the option to hit the snooze or hit stop or whatever, you know, completely shut it off. You see that option and you visualize in your mind's eye that you are turning off the alarm completely. You are getting up. You even, something I do is like, I actually, when I'm visualizing this, I actually visualize myself feeling tired and cranky and wanting to go back to bed because I'm trying to make it realistic. Like, I know I am going to feel that way. I'm going to feel like, oh, but the comforter is so cozy and I don't want to. I picture that. And then I picture, because this inevitably happens, I picture getting up out of my bed, walking out of the room, pouring myself a cup of coffee. You know, Jamie knows I like my coffee, whatever your beverage of choice is, whatever. And I inevitably, when I actually do this in the morning, within like 5 minutes, I am so happy that I woke up. Like, I am so happy. That person who was a curmudgeon, even sometimes it takes a little longer, but you know, it doesn't take a long amount of time. I'm always surprised by how quickly I'm like, man, that was a good decision. I'm really glad I did this. And 2 seconds ago, I feel like I was dreading this, but now it's actually not so bad. So I will visualize that feeling, the whole sequence of events the night before as I'm in bed. And something about that just puts in my subconscious, like that picture. I can, because I have a picture somehow, I don't know, I've found that that helps. And with the social media thing, honestly, I've heard people, because I know in when you have your own business in particular, you, if you're using social media, you gotta be on there to promote you and what you do. And so something that I've been trying is to just be really selective about when I'm posting things. There's all sorts of apps, as I'm sure you know, that can pre-schedule your posts. And then there are other apps that block you from going on. I think Freedom is one of them that actually blocks you, or like once you've hit a certain amount of time or you put it between these hours, it's okay. And these times it's not. I had a friend who just completely, she would post and then delete the apps, which I find extremely annoying, like to do that three times a day. Yeah. That's just so annoying to the point where I just wouldn't have a business, or I just wouldn't promote my business at all. So I can't really quite get behind that, but I feel pretty strongly about this concept I call the post and ghost, which is for me to say, you know, and this can go also if you just engage in social media for fun, you know, like you just like to share whatever, you can do that, but you don't need to do the whole scrolly scroll thing or hide the people that you don't really give a shiz about seeing and just have your friends on there. Definitely make it so that your social media is filled with stuff that inspires you and doesn't make you feel like, you know, bad about yourself or your life or whatever. That's number one. But even if it's good things, sometimes that scrolling, then you could get caught up in thinking, oh, this is motivational, so this is good, so this isn't a problem, right? But again, that half hour can go by, and while maybe you feel inspired, you have no time left to actually do anything with that newfound inspiration. Yeah. So it kind of just comes down to deciding and also acknowledging that you're not going to be perfect about it all the time, but putting in certain like roadblocks that, like that app, for example, again, I think it's called Freedom, that where you set certain time limits or restrictions in some way, doing things. The other thing with the post and go strategy is that if I do find myself back on social media, like a zombie, somehow I ended up back on there, I have to then share something like business-wise again. I have to do some sort of extra sharing of myself, like teaching or some sort of promotion, so that at least it was for something. Because a lot of times what I do is I just open the app and I look at it and then I close it. And that is the true scary social media, not to turn this into a whole thing about social media, but that is, I'm like, whoa, how did I even, I have no recollection of scrolling, like moving my thumb to find the app and getting in here. And I just needed to open it and then I close it again. That's bizarro. So yeah. So again, that goes in waves too, but it's, I think honestly, everything just comes down to a decision. But what do you want most?
I agree. I definitely agree. And I think I'm going to try the Freedom thing and really cut my, and it's like, it's hard because like, first of all, I need an intern. So I have another social media intern. I have a few that I'm communicating with. So somebody's going to get selected ASAP.
Yeah, you may be selected if you're listening to this now.
Yes.
You lucky, lucky human.
So I'm going to definitely get an intern who can do all the posting and stuff like that. But yeah, it's one of those things where like, if I put it on, I will probably put it on from like, I would say from like 6 a.m. till like 9 a.m. Like, I cannot get on social media at that time. So that what that means is that it doesn't interrupt my morning getting ready. And that by the time I can use it is when I'm actually supposed to be on the bus. So, and that's great time, you know, and then I think that's probably the best thing. And I think I'll probably do the same thing from like maybe 10 p.m. to like 2 a.m. or something like that, just because by then I better be asleep. But, you know,
yeah, there's no reason you even need to be doing anything for your business at that point. Yeah. So
then it's like the other thing I'll do is I'll get ready to go to bed for the night and then I'll scroll. And before I know it, the 30 minutes that I could have been asleep already, I have now been wasted on Facebook. And I'm like, OK, so what was going to be 6 hours of solid sleep is now 5.5 or less. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like it's detrimental. So I'm going to definitely put those in, see how it goes.
The other thing I would say that just kind of, it just hit me when you said that, because I do that too sometimes at night. That's actually probably my prime time of when if I am scrolling, that's usually when it is. And I, for anybody, because I know you've got people listening to this who are like, yep, I do the same thing.
Liking as you speak, so I can see them on Facebook. Liking and loving as we're talking. So
yeah. I mean, this is our modern day thing, right? So think about what is it, what are you trying to accomplish? What are you trying, maybe not accomplish, what are you trying to feel? What are you seeking by doing this? Because part of it, I think, is just zombie-like habit that we're just so used to, like literally, again, it's like the uncontrollable thumb that's finding that. It's crazy. But I also feel like we're searching, maybe it's for connection. I think if I'm being honest, for me, when I do stuff like that, because like I just said to you, relationships haven't been a huge priority for me. I mean, they were at some point, but then in the past few years, since I've been going hard in my business, they've kind of taken a back seat. And so I think I am a little starved for connection, real connection though. Scrolling through Facebook or Instagram, that's not real connection. So maybe what instead of, and it might not be connection for you, maybe for you, it's entertainment. maybe for somebody else, you just need your mind to take a little nap, but you're not ready to take the real nap of going to sleep yet, but you just want to zone out. Maybe think of what it is. And it might not be screaming out of you. For some of you, it may be like, oh yeah, it's totally that, or it's totally this. If it's not, that's okay. Just sit with it, chill, notice in the moment when you're finding yourself doing that. If you can just create a pause for 1 second and be like, okay, wait, what is this about? What just happened? Who just said something to me? Did I just get into a fight with somebody? Did I just think about this and I don't want to deal with that? Or like, what just happened? Pause, think about that. And then you can kind of create some sort of parallel of a healthier option that will give you the thing that you are craving and desiring, instead of just being a zombie and going through social media and not ultimately feeling fulfilled by that. So yeah.
I think that's a good idea. I definitely think it's a good idea. For me, I feel like it's like a FOMO thing, like a fear of missing out. Like, let me just check what's going on before I go to sleep. So like, you know, or whatever. But I mean, I think I'm really going to take this idea of putting limits on it in the morning and at night, and just see what it does for my productivity and my sleep pattern. You know, so like that's I think I'm going to do that. But the last thing I wanted to pick your brain about, and it's something that I do want to do with you. What are your thoughts on vision boards?
Vision boards. Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, I have one sort of. I say sort of because I just got this. I got my handyman to put up these cute little magnetic boards in my apartment, and I just wanted to throw something up there as soon as I could. So I just cut out cute stuff from magazines. It wasn't super intentional, but I like the idea of vision boards because I am a visual person, and it's a fun, creative activity for me. And when I remember to look at them or it's great.
Like, you make it and put it away and it's like, okay, that was great.
Now they're not going to be helpful. Honestly though, sometimes even for me, even though you've been to my apartment now, like I have this thing up here above my little desk area, which the desk is so small, I end up sitting right where I am right now in front of my couch at the coffee table. But I pass this thing every day. I got to tell you, I don't look at it that much. I think I used to like vision boards. Or not even, I like them. I used to utilize them more in the past. I think when I was soul searching a little bit more to know what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And now I feel right now, it could change next month. But now I feel pretty clear on what it is that I want. And I feel motivated. I feel inspired. And so at the moment, I don't feel like I need to utilize them. So I think they can be a really handy tool when you are just wanting to explore and kind of cultivate a vibe, perhaps, for a moment in your life. And or it can just simply serve as like an extra. You may also know exactly what you want and exactly what you're going for right now. And you know what? You just want a little pretty scenario to go along with it. And when you happen to look at it, great. It's just like another form of self-expression for you, just like you wear a certain color hat or something or whatever it is. So I will say, though, obviously it is not like, you know, I feel like this parallels with conversations about The Secret and the Law of Attraction and all that jazz. And we won't go too far down that rabbit hole, but basically your dreams don't work unless you do. So you can absolutely, you know, tap into, you're also not doing all of that you're doing alone, in terms of whatever you believe in. If you believe in anything outside of yourself, whatever it is, God, the universe, source, nature, who, whatever, it doesn't matter. I truly feel like we can't possibly just like hammer our way through our lives as mere mortal humans, thinking that we are making everything happen ourselves. And so where vision boards come into play and the idea of the law of attraction comes into play is, yes, we want to, as much as we can, cultivate positivity and visualize, again, kind of like what I was saying before with the visualizing yourself waking up in the morning on time. We want to visualize what we want and believe that we can have it. But sometimes if it's a really big goal, it can feel really far away and far-fetched right now. And so don't, obviously, I'm sure you're all smart, intelligent people, but I think a lot of times there can be a little, it can get misconstrued, the concept of the law of attraction and what vision boards are for, that, you know, if we just have this on the wall and we just stare at it enough until our eyes get cross-eyed, it's going to happen somehow, because I cut this thing out of Vogue, it's going to happen. And that's obviously, just use it. I think it's like, just use it as an extra boost and fuel for your dreams. And sort of, if you have a sense of spirituality, you can, it can also kind of tie into that, just knowing like, yes, you do have to work toward your dreams. I feel like I'm saying conflicting stuff, but yes, you have to work toward your dreams, but screw that hustle 24/7 culture, because that's not going to help you get anywhere faster. Have some sort of trust that what is for you will not pass you. And being able to have your dreams in front of you in that way, I think is a beautiful thing. It's a good reminder. So yeah, that's my long spiel about that.
Because I was like, you know what, you know, the type of person that you are, I'm like, I'm interested to see how she feels about vision boards and like how they play into certain things and manifesting your dreams and so on and so forth. So I wanted to get your take on it. But before we wrap the show, is there anything else that you are aching to share with the audience or that you wanted to talk to me about or, you know, give a little bit of light to?
Okay. There's one other thing that struck me when you mentioned how you have your 3-month scans.
Yeah.
So ironically, 3 months or 90 days is considered by many. There's especially this guy, Todd Herman, who created something called the 90-day year. He's a peak performance coach. He worked with a lot of athletes and now I think with bajillionaires in their businesses. And a 90-day window of time is enough time that you could really hack away at a goal. You could get, and I hate just the word goal, like that just sounds so sterile, but whatever it is, your dream, your thing that you're craving and working on. But we'll, because we all know what a goal means, we'll just say goal. So 90 days is plenty of time for you to get a lot done. And yet it's a short enough amount of time where you, the feedback loop gets closed quicker. There's a little bit of a fire under your butt to get going and you can see results faster, because basically, so like now you'd only be thinking about until March, or in your case, if you, it's actually not, it's kind of helpful to look at it that way, because you can do it based on those 3 month scans and just like focus on your, not just goals, like tangible stuff, but your soul related goals. So that, and also because I want to encourage anyone who's feeling a little overwhelmed by the whole goal conversation in general, from us and or anybody else that's preaching goals right now, which is, you know, the world, because it's just that time of year and, you know, big decade energy and all that. I want to encourage you all to consider looking at 2020 as approaching it with a vision, with creating some kind of ideas of what you want it to feel like, how you want to feel like each day, maybe some specific things of what you'd like to happen, but overall, like just what's the vibe, what maybe just blanket categories of your life are you most feeling drawn to? Like I said, relationships, maybe for you it's health, maybe for you it's money, maybe, you know, it's whatever. Have a vision, but then to chunk down to 90 days, and this is just one way of doing it, but because a year is really far out. How we feel in January, I mean, I know I grow, my mindset grows and I change so much in way less than a year, that by the end of this year, I could be a very different person and have way new, different thought, you know, beliefs and thought patterns and all that, hopefully in a good way. And so to think, oh, I'm going to plan this out for the year, one, that gives you way too much time to just slack off until it's November next year. And two, it's, you just don't know where you're going to be or what's going to happen, etc. So to just give yourself a broad vision maybe for the year of what could happen, what might be exciting, what feels really good and cool, but then chunk it down to 3 months, the next month. And then from there, as you go about your weeks and your days, you create some tasks, some small little steps that go toward that goal, only shining the flashlight like 3 feet ahead of you, because you can't know all of it. And you don't have to. You can't and you don't have to, which would be a huge relief. So if anybody's feeling just a little bit overwhelmed by goals right now, I just offer you that. Chunk it down into a shorter range of time. Don't make it like this year goal that must happen and blah, blah, blah. And break it down into smaller steps. Celebrate all the little steps. Mm-hmm. And just know, again, what is for you will not pass you. Oh, okay, wait. One more thing I got to share. I posted this. I have to. I was thinking about this before. I was like, I have to share this with Jamie's audience. Because I just think it's so good. And a lot of people, I posted this on Facebook yesterday, and a lot of people seem to resonate with it. And I kind of just knew that they would, because it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I just imagine that if it hit me like that, I imagine a lot of people are in the same boat right now. So this is a quote from this book called Expectation Hangover by Christine Hassler. She is a master coach, just a super powerful, the way that she can hear somebody's story and really deduce like what's up for them on a way deeper level than many of them even realize. And the conversation gets really juicy. She has a podcast called Over It and On With It. I highly, highly recommend it. You hear her coaching other people, and then it helps you. You're just having fun listening to them. And then later you're like, oh, and it helps you realize stuff about yourself. Really cool. Okay. This is a quote from her book called Expectation Hangover. And it is, sometimes the seeds we plant do take time to sprout. The growth work we do requires a gestation period, and things happen in due time. We must give up our desire for instant gratification and our obsession with results, and measure progress by the differences felt inside rather than by what is different on the outside. It is normal to feel like big dreams are taking forever to come true, to wonder if you were doing something wrong, and to think perhaps you should settle for less. But I assure you that no matter how long it takes, once it happens, you will wonder how you ever doubted it and be glad you never settled. So I don't know. That quote just feels like a big breath of fresh air to me. Just take the pressure off. That is what I will leave you with. Take the pressure off.
Well, I think that's a really excellent place to leave the audience. I'm actually really, really, I have an entire notepad full of notes and things that I need to take into consideration. So definitely appreciate all of the things and the conversation that we have with each other. Every time we have a conversation, I feel like I walk away with something. I hope you do the same from me. And it's
absolutely
not one-sided.
It sure isn't one-sided. I love, love, love talking to you. Thank you so much for this is so fun. Like I said, we get to hang out, and hopefully somebody somewhere is feeling a little inspired, a little lighter, all that jazz. So thank you.
I hope so too. So if anybody wants to continue the conversation with you, find you, follow you, support your music or your brand, where can they find you and follow you?
Yeah, thank you. So if you want to just kind of follow me and see what I'm up to, the party's over on Instagram, trying to build that up. So you can follow me at The Erica LH. That's at the ERICALH. And I'll leave it at that, because that's kind of where I'm trying to hang out the most these days. And yeah, like I said, I'm trying to infuse the music into that as well. So you'll probably see some random singing videos and things like that on there as well, as productivity, more goal setting related stuff, and just enjoying your life now while you go for more.
Yes. And you guys definitely need to lock in her information, because she's tenacious. See what I did there?
Thank you.
They don't know what I did there, but you know what I did there.
And that's we know it.
So I want to thank all the folks behind the scenes that helped make Sound Off and WJMS possible. If you guys want to follow or keep in touch with me, you can check me out. I'm at @just_jams on Instagram and at Jamie Jam on Facebook. And of course, the radio station is at WJMS Radio on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. We've also got some YouTube comment or content, and Get Vocal is where we do most of our recordings. So make sure you lock it into all those places. We have some new stuff coming up for you this week. We've got a brand new show premiering on Thursday night at 10 p.m. called The Ryan Show. It's actually a globally syndicated show with celebrities and comedy and all kinds of fun stuff. So I'm very, very excited. That's the first new partnership that we've created for this year. Again, Thursday night, 10 p.m., be there. You'll probably see this after that. So, of course, be on the lookout for the radio station social media, where I'll be promoting heavily. And also, of course, the regular content that we have for you guys every single week. Make sure you check it out, because it's definitely, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. And I want to make sure that I shout out all the folks that stick with WJMS through the ups, the downs, and everything in between. I appreciate you guys from host to intern. You guys mean the world to me. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We will be back again next week with a brand new episode. Until then, everybody be blessed. Keep safe. I don't know if we're at war or not, but just keep your head on a swivel. And I'll catch you guys next time right here on WJMS Radio.
Bye. Slow down. Girl, let me love you. Darling, I care for you more than my own self. Darling, I share with you all goodness and well. Said we can have just one night, or we can have one whole life if we play it cool. Yeah, we can have that one thing, or we can have everything if our hearts are true. Girl, slow down. Girl, let me love you. Darling, slow down. Let me get to know. Just looking in your eyes, you know I'm looking for more. And you're what I've been praying for. This kind of love don't come around like this. I'm not one to play around like this. It's so real, and I love how it feels. I love it when we slowly sway. I love it when we think the same thing. I love the way we move, the way we move, yeah. We can have every night, yeah. We can have
for listening. Tune in 24/7 at WJMSradio.com.